Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Don Cooper is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's America's networking guru. He customizes seminars and speeches all over the country on networking, sales, marketing, also customer service, and he helps companies just like yours put their best foot forward, whether it be one-on-one or in a group where he works with folks. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. And, Don, one of the things I know you got on your mind today is something that's absolutely critical to anybody who's in the marketplace, and that's the ability to close. Everybody who is in the marketplace has to sell.
Yep.
And, therefore, everybody needs to learn how to close, don't they?
Yep.
But so many people have no idea. I think some people actually shun the idea. They try to get rid of the idea of closing because they think it's something that's ugly. They think closing is something you do to people, almost like it's an assault on them or something.
Yeah, exactly correct. I do sales training, and I speak for a lot of different industries, and in every one, sales managers have always told me that the number one challenge of their salespeople is simply asking for the sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the number one challenge in every industry. And it makes some sense when you think about it. Think for a moment about the stereotype of the salesperson. Think of that Herb Tarlick-type character.
Yeah.
And think of the words that come to mind to describe that character.
Yeah.
I ask my audiences this, and they come up with words like sleazy, pushy, aggressive, manipulating, self-serving.
Don, when I worked at many years ago when I was in college, I worked at Sears, and I sold furniture and carpet and mm-hmm. things like that, and made a pretty good living in those days, putting myself through college.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people would walk into the department, and I would see them, and I'd walk over to them, and they would look at me as if to say, oh, my God, if I let him say something to me, he'll make me buy something.
Exactly.
And they had that look on their face. And I didn't look too bad in those days, so I don't think it was because of the way I looked.
Probably not.
I was a handsome young man.
Just that image of the salesperson. We've all had those kinds of bad experiences. And the problem that creates for us is that we don't want to be any of those things. But because we so desperately don't want to be seen that way, as that stereotype, that we avoid all kinds of things that we have to do in order to make the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Chief among those is asking for the order.
Right.
So we don't do that because we're afraid that if we ask somebody to actually buy what we're selling, we're going to come across as pushy or mm-hmm. sleazy or manipulative or self-serving. And we don't want to be thought of that way.
And the way to overcome that, Don, give us your idea about the best way to overcome that.
Well, the first way is to look at the process differently. We're afraid of closing because we don't want to be pushy. So don't think of it as being pushy. Don't think of asking for the order as pushing the prospect into doing something they don't want to do in the first place. Think of it instead as nudging. All we're doing is nudging our prospect
mm-hmm.
to get them to do what they want to do in the first place.
Well, but the thing is, though, is the key to nudging as opposed to pushing, pushing is where you do one big event, you push them, and you push them right over the edge. But nudging only works if you do it a lot, not just one big time, but when you nudge them quite often.
Well, you nudge them occasionally. The key is to get them moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law of inertia is at work. The law of inertia states that a body at rest tends to stay at rest.
Mm-hmm.
So a prospect who is not buying tends to not buy.
Yeah.
So would there need to be some kind of outside force to get them moving along? And that's what our job is as a salesperson. We need to help them overcome that inertia to actually buy. And what helps is if we think of it not as trying to sell them something, but as trying to help them buy something.
Mm-hmm. Obviously they're here. They've called us. They're letting us talk to them. They must have something on their mind. And you know, I really think of it as, you know, I'm doing them a big favor.
Yeah. They want to buy something. Our job is to help them buy it.
We're helping them out. Where would they be without us, right, Don?
Precisely. And that makes a huge difference in the way we sell. If we think of it not as we're opposed to them, it's not a they're buying and we're selling, but rather they're buying and we're helping them buy, it changed everything. We're on the same team here. We have the exact same goal. They want to buy our product or service. We want them to buy it.
What do you think about the old saw, one of the things that I was taught, and that's the ABCs of closing, always be closing?
I disagree with it.
Okay.
I think there's a timing involved to closing. And I think one of the other really big mistakes that salespeople make when trying to close is they do it too soon. You can't close if the prospect's not ready to be closed. They're not ready to buy it yet. They're not going to. And then closing that time can come across as pushy or manipulative or what have you.
Of course, I think one of the things that in that philosophy that I just mentioned, that philosophy means that what they're thinking is that you're not always – that when you're closing, when you're always closing – you're not closing for the ultimate sale. You're just closing for an agreement, for them to affirm that you've reached a certain milestone in this relationship, this conversation, this negotiation, and that we have an agreement on what we've talked about.
Right, which is okay, except that in order to get that kind of agreement, we need to understand the customer and their needs, wants, fears, biases, priorities first, and most salespeople don't do a good enough job at that.
That's right.
They do just a little bit of surface investigation and then start trying to close, and that's where objections come from.
Mm-hmm.
Objections will surface when we, as a salesperson, have not done an adequate job of learning what the customer's needs, priorities, values, concerns, desires are.
Right. Don, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get Don to help us understand the concept of closing. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Don Cooper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. His website is doncooper.com. Stay with us. After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don Cooper is our guest. He's America's networking guru. Don, tell us how we can contact you.
I can be reached at 303-449-1389 or online at don@doncooper.com.
And, of course, that's also the website if you want to find
Absolutely.
Out what Don's got going on. And your book, which you've co-authored with our good friend Beverly Williams, is coming out in second quarter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It'll be coming out in May of 2004.
Give us the title.
Called The 30-Second Commute.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business.
Looking forward to getting that. And you guys are going to launch that on this show, right?
Absolutely. You betcha.
Yeah. We're talking about closing, folks, and Don's helping us to understand this. Don, one of the things that I see happening whenever I'm a customer, and I'm probably not your typical customer because I'm, you know, every time a salesperson waits on me, I'm grading them, I'm evaluating them like an old teacher, you know. And
I do the same thing.
And so I bought a car this last year, and I remember saying, well, what I was going to say is I think one of the biggest problems we make, that salespeople make, is they get opportunities to close that the customers hand them on a silver platter and they don't take it.
Oh, yeah.
An example, I bought a car this year, and there was something that I wanted added to the car, And I asked the guy, we'd already been quite some time on this. I mean, this wasn't like I just walked in off the street 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were getting close. And so I asked him about this one accessory, and he's, and instead of saying, if we can work that out, can we go ahead and write it up or something, you know, making some closing attempt, he just, which would have been fine with me because I would have said yes. He said, oh, yeah, I think we got that. Let me see when we can get that. See, he knew he could get it. He just wanted to find out when it was available. Well, you know what? Maybe that wasn't what was important to me. I was ready to buy.
Right. Happens all the time.
Well, I could have had a heart attack by the time he got back. You know, he could have missed the sale, you know?
Absolutely. And a lot of sales get missed for precisely that reason.
Don't make it harder than it has to be.
Yeah. That's one of the keys, is we need to listen to the buying signals that our prospects give us and react accordingly. Our customers will tell us when they want to be closed, and that's a real big key. You know, too many salespeople, as I said, either don't close at all, or those that do often try to close too soon. So the first thing we have to do is recognize that, you know, our job is to help them buy what they want to buy. And then we need to help them buy it when they're ready to. So we need to first find out what they need, what they want, what they like, dislike, year, and so on, and then watch for the signs that indicate they are ready to buy it. And once we get one of those buying signals, that's when we close.
One of the reasons why you've got to watch for the signs, Don, as you know, is that most people, I mean, think about it, folks. Oh, those of you who are salespeople, when was the last time a customer said, John, I'm ready to buy now. Please sell me this item.
Yeah.
They never do that.
No.
People almost never say, please wrap this up. I'll take it. I mean, sometimes they do. You know, if it's a ham and cheese sandwich, they'll say, yeah, I'll take it. But
yeah.
But if it's a car or a piece of furniture or a house or something of any significance at all, you know, a computer or whatever, they're going to be less likely to say, I'll take it. Somebody's going to have to say, somebody's going to have to help them put the pen in their hand and hit their elbow and make them sign and get them to sign the contract.
Exactly. They'll provide hints. They'll provide clues. That's what buying signals are.
And that's when they're wanting you to help them at that point.
Yes, they need us to help them. That's a key. They absolutely need us.
You're their best.
Them,
you're their best friend at that moment.
Yeah, that's the little nudge I was talking about. That's all they need—a little tiny nudge. The law of inertia states that a body at rest tends to stay at rest unless acted upon by an outside force. And
Don, there are a number of closes. There's the sharp angle close, the similar situation close. I know there are a dozen or more.
There's gobs of them.
Classically accepted closes. And what do you think about those?
I like the simplest, most straightforward closes. Some of my favorites are just asking a direct question, like, is this the right whatever for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes or no question. If they say yes, sales made. If they say no, something's wrong. And now you know something's wrong, and you can delve into that. Well, what is it that's not right? And then you can figure out, you know, is this the right product for them or not?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, straightforward close. Another one is called the minor choice. Any kind of a choice between two options. Or the red leather or the black leather. You want the larger size or the medium size? Which of these two did you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of a choice. And once they made their choice, they bought it.
Well, see, in my case, the case I was talking about with the automobile, if the guy could have said, he could have used what I call the sharp angle close, which is where he said, you know, if we have it, do you want it? Or he could have used the minor choice or the alternative choice like you were just talking about, and he could have said, well, yes, we can do that. Are you going to want that, you know, would you want to install that this week or next week?
Yeah, exactly.
And if I say next week, then I just said I'll take it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Exactly it.
Don, I'm going to have to wrap it up. There's so many more things on closing we can talk about. Can we continue this another day?
Sure thing.
Let's come back and talk about closing again. I think it's worth doing, and we'll do that next time. Thank you for being here. Good job, and Merry Christmas. Happy
New Year. My pleasure, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget doncooper.com. 29 after, I'll be right back with Gary Moore. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. A band is blowing Dixie, double ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.